And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement department throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters!
Tonight, Saturday, December 22nd, 1945, a crime wave of the most serious proportions is spreading throughout the United States. A serious crime is being committed every 40 seconds, and a murder every 3 hours.
And so we present Louis J. Valentine, former commissioner of the largest police force in the world, who will interview by proxy the Honorable Fred N. Hauser, District Attorney of Los Angeles County, California. Commissioner Valentine.
Mr. Hauser, I know that tonight's case is about one of the cruelest killers of the last decade.
Commissioner Valentine, the facts of tonight's case are almost unbelievable. During January of last year, such police flashes as the following were cracking out over the California airwaves.
Attention, Al Simeone, most dangerous gunman at large today. Epidemic of vicious holdups along California coast. Simeone cutting unpenitentiary. Simeone, burglary, December 4th, 1930. Rearrested, sent to San Quentin, 1933. Assault with deadly weapon. Attempt to commit murder, 1933. Wanted, Simeone. Killer, age 32, 6 feet, 150 pounds. Slender build, dark complexion, piercing eyes. This man is fanatically cunning. Approach with caution.
Hello, darling.
Oh, Al.
Listen, baby, I'm treating you to a late dinner tonight.
Well, then I can see you tonight.
Yeah. The Flamingo Club for dinner and dancing.
Oh.
Get a table about 11 tonight. Oh, look, if I'm a little late, order a big dinner for us, huh? Steaks, ice cream.
Working late again, darling?
Yeah.
Al, I'm crazy for you.
You know me for 1 week and you're crazy for me.
You know I am.
Okay, Louise, have a big dinner ordered. I like a big dinner after I finish my work. Hey, this is a nice place you got here.
Well, we like all people to be happy and gay in Ash's Cafe.
Well, to gaiety and to life.
And to the success of...
He got them.
Stranger. Put away that gun.
All of you, stay right where you are. This is a hold-up. You're the owner. Open the cash register.
You're joking.
Open the cash register.
But you've been sitting at the bar drinking for an hour. You're a friend. You're joking.
I'm late for an appointment. Open that cash register. All the money.
This is all of it.
Turn your back and close the register.
Why should I close it?
Turn your back and close the register. If anyone moves, I'll kill them, too. I'm late for a dinner appointment. So long, folks.
Okay, somebody get the police. They shot him and killed him. Murder!
Emergency. Killing at Ash's Bar. Wanton murder of proprietor. Killer, slight of build. Black hair, dressed as fashion plate, has nervous habit of clearing throat. Description fits that of lone gunman Simeone. This killer is fiendishly cunning. Sound a general alarm. This man must be taken dead or alive.
Oh, darling, I've ordered the most wonderful dinner for us. La Flamingo's best.
You like that, huh?
Steaks, French fries, and broccoli with hollandaise.
Only a brunette would know what a man loves to eat.
Do you really like brunettes better than blondes, Al?
I never looked twice except at a brunette.
Well, you're terrific. I've only known you a week, but I'd die for you.
What a charming way to make love.
Al, why were you so late coming tonight? What business are you in?
Well, you laugh.
Why?
I'm a toy salesman. I sell children's toys.
Now, why would I laugh at that?
That was why I was late tonight. I had to meet a man at the cafe. I could make more money, but the pleasure of knowing when you sell toys, little children will play with them and be happy.
Oh, Al, you're so sweet. I didn't know there were men like you.
Didn't you?
No. But you do make money at it, Al. You always seem to have so much money.
The way I got things planned, baby, I'm gonna have lots more.
This is a holdup. Quiet.
It's been like advantage.
You've all been hearing of police flashes recently. You know I shoot quick if anyone moves. Well, that's strange, a woman tending bar.
I am Mrs. Ortega. My husband owns this tavern. I only do it sometimes to help him.
Your husband here tonight?
Yes, in the back room. Luis Ortega was a veteran of World War I. We have a son who's fighting in the Pacific now.
That's nice. Somebody turn the radio on. I like to have music. Thanks, that's the idea. Now, Mrs. Ortega, open a cash register.
I will not do it. My husband and I work hard for our money.
The music sounds pretty. Now let's have the music at a cash register opening.
No.
Well, shoot.
You would shoot the mother of a boy who's fighting for your country. If he were here, you would not dare talk to me like this.
But he isn't here.
Won't you just talk to my wife? No. I stand in front of her.
Oh, dramatics, huh? Oh, you're the one I wanted anyhow. Forget the cash register. Open the safe.
I will open it. You can have everything there is.
That suits me. Open it.
There. Take it.
Scoop it up and give it to me. Put it in this bag. Now you'll turn your back and close the safe.
You have everything. Now go and leave us.
I said to close the safe.
All right.
My husband! My husband! You got my husband! Somebody help!
All patrol cars, murder, Ortega Cafe, 5124 Madison Road. Gunman, slight, black hair, immaculately dressed, shot and killed proprietor Louis Ortega. Investigate at once. Description fits killer Simeone. Squad 4, proceed to section and block off.
Oh, Al.
Huh?
I'm here, on the bench.
Oh. Dark. I didn't see you, Alan.
Gee, I've been so scared waiting for you.
Yeah.
Come on, sit down.
What's the matter, honey? No cute little blonde ever ought to be scared.
Well, the park's so dark, and you're late. Then all of a sudden, I heard the sirens of police cars.
Oh. Yeah, some unscrupulous person probably pulled a hold up.
No, I was foolish. Now you're here, I'm not afraid.
I love blondes.
No brunette.
I hate brunettes.
I'm afraid you'll sweat me off my feet, Al. 5 days and you're it.
Good. I had a little work to do, but I've looked forward all evening to meeting you out here on the park bench.
Al, what do you do for a living?
Me? Oh, you'll laugh if I tell you.
No, I won't.
I'm a salesman for artificial limbs.
Limbs?
Artificial limbs. Legs, arms. I don't know, it gives me a feeling of worthwhileness, bringing happiness to people who are unfortunate.
Oh, Al, you do.
I could make more money other ways, but what's money beside the finer things in life?
Al, you're wonderful.
Well, I don't think I'm so good, but what's my opinion against thousands?
There goes the police siren again.
What's the matter, you nervous?
Of course not. Not with you here.
It's just a police car, probably hunting down some gunman.
Well, I hope they get him, too.
Sure. They're probably after that gunman who's been doing a lot of killing in cafes.
Oh.
Oh, but don't worry, honey. You got me right here to look after you. I got a lot of plans, baby. And you're in every one of them.
Mr. Hauser, I certainly agree with you that Al Simeone was one of the cruelest killers of the past decade. I know you have many more interesting facts to tell us, but first...
Now, back to Gangbusters and Commissioner Valentine.
With killer Al Simeone loose, Mr. Hauser, I know the district attorney's office as well as the police were faced with quite a problem.
We certainly were, Commissioner, because Simeone combined the worst features of a master criminal. He was vicious, tricky, unpredictable. One particular instance should be noted.
Another scotch and soda, lady, up this way.
Attention, please. All cafes and restaurants.
Quiet,
attention,
everyone, please.
All cafes and
there's
restaurants.
A special announcement coming on over the radio.
We are breaking in on this program to make a very special announcement. The killer who has been operating in cafes and taverns is still at large. We ask all cafe owners and tavern owners to keep as little cash in their safes as possible. Special plainclothes detectives are covering many California cafes. This killer who has been causing a reign of terror is vicious. Now we will continue with our program.
Turn off the radio. It is too depressing. There's some music, please.
Music. You know, if that killer came in here, I'd give him a clip on the jaw and knock him flat.
Oh, don't talk that way.
No, I would. He's probably yellow through and through.
It is the man who talks too loud who is the most frightened.
Yeah, well, I still say I'd hit him with my fist and knock him out. Yeah.
Do not talk so loud, please. The people are laughing at you and they...
In an amusing way, I have. You think I'm the braggart? No, I'm him. Up in the cash register.
Don't shoot.
Maybe.
Don't. I will give you all the money we have.
Open it.
Yes. Yes, I will open it.
I've been watching this place. You have extra money in here.
You would take that money from us. So hard my husband and me work.
Don't get him angry, Mama. Let him take all the money and go away.
No. We worked for it too hard.
Don't make a move, anybody.
You shot my wife. My wife.
Shut these phone. I'll shoot anyone else who tries to stop me.
Emergency. Double shooting. Southgate Cafe. Mrs. Gertrude Nelson in serious condition. Mr. Frank Nelson, her husband, has died. Killer, slight of build, black hair, immaculately dressed, fiendishly cunning. This killer must be caught, dead or alive. Special officers are being assigned to all cafe districts.
Simeone.
You look strange, Fingers. The last time I saw you, there were bars in front of you.
The same to you. See, you're hot, Simeone. The cops are sending off flashes about you every night.
But I'm like the ghost who disappears. I can use your Fingers.
How'd you get in my room here? How'd you know where I was?
I have ways. Mind if I put this bag of eggs down here on the bed?
Eggs?
Yeah, I was on my way home. I get hungry sometimes after jobs, so I buy a few eggs and carry them around in this little paper bag.
You go nuts?
Don't move quick in the bed and break them, Fingers. Maybe if I put them under the covers with you, you might hatch them, huh?
Am I awake or are you a nightmare?
Thing is, I've thought up a new racket, and I can use you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I pulled my last holdup of taverns and cafes. I'm going to give the cops a different kind of headache. Look, all over Los Angeles, they have check cashing stations.
Yeah, they got banks, too. So what?
At all the big industrial plants, they got checkbooks.
So?
So these big corporations make checks out to the employees. The employees go to any one of a couple of hundred cash windows and cash their checks.
Go on. You're getting interesting.
There are so many of these places, the cops couldn't possibly cover them all.
Yeah.
Now, if I had a light-fingered man who could visit a lot of corporations and pick up a lot of loose checks, I could forge the checks, go to one of these cashing booths, and, shall we say, cash in?
Brother, this ain't no nightmare. It's a dream.
So says what?
So says you're good.
So says you does it, Fingers, hmm?
What do I get?
10%.
It's a deal. It's good for a couple of grand a week.
Oh, careful.
I hope I didn't break those eggs in your little paper bag.
Look inside and see. What do you think of my bag of eggs?
A gun, 38. What a beaut. What a gag.
I walk around like a little stuffed shirt with my little paper bag held in front of me. If the cops should start trailing me, I'd drop the little paper bag. It isn't mine, I don't know what's inside, and they can't hold me for carrying concealed weapons.
And when you go to a window to cash a check?
I'll place my little paper bag on the window, and if there's any trouble, there's the little gun right at my hand.
You're crazy, Simeone. Crazy. Crazy like a fox.
I have a hunch, Fingers, this little check cashing racket's gonna have the cops a popping.
Pardon me. Pretend you know me.
I'll scream. I'll shout for an officer.
I'm an officer. Here's my badge.
Oh.
This is very confidential. I know who you are. A cashier at the Acme Check Cashing Service.
What? Well, yeah.
We're contacting you this way so as not to place you in any danger. Shake hands with me.
Yeah.
That's a picture I'm putting in your hand. A picture of a criminal we're after. If he stops at your cash window, tell him you can't cash his check. But to go to the check cashing window in the terminal building. You understand?
Yes, sir.
That's all you need to know. We didn't want to contact you at your home. Thank you, that's all.
Hello?
This is the Los Angeles police. Mr. Henry?
Why, yes?
We're mailing you a picture. Please keep it in the strictest confidence.
What do you mean?
A picture of a criminal. If this man comes to your check-cashing window, tell him you can't cash his check. He'll have to go to the check-cashing window in the terminal building.
I'll do anything you say, sir.
The picture will arrive by mail in the morning. Please keep this in the strictest confidence.
Yes, I shall be glad to, sir.
Headquarters.
Captain, this is Inspector Harwood.
Yes, Inspector.
There are scores of check-cashing windows in Los Angeles. Now, between the district attorney's office and our own department, we've contacted almost every clerk. If this black-haired killer goes to one of these windows to cash any more of those bogus checks, I think there's going to be fireworks.
Good work, Inspector. We've laid enough traps, but he's avoided every one. We've got to get him before he murders any more people. And if we can, take him alive.
Well, I'm going to cover the terminal building myself, sir. And if he's sent there...
Yes, what's your plan?
The way the terminal building's built, I'll have to be 100 feet away from the booth. But I've had my shoes rubber, soled, and heaved. And I think I can make a run and hit him with a flying tackle.
He's quick as a cat with a gun.
Well, he's going to have to be this time, sir, because I want to keep on living, too.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
I want to cash a check. And don't knock this paper bag of eggs off your window ledge.
I didn't know eggs were so scarce. You men had to carry them around with you.
Fresh ones are. I have a wage check I want to cash.
Well, let me see it.
Yeah. Say, don't you get lonesome sitting in that booth all by yourself?
Sometime.
And a redheaded then. Yeah.
You work for the oil company?
Oh, yes.
$250, eh?
I'm a scientist.
You are?
A scientist who loves redheads.
Flatterer. I'm sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you'll have to go down to the terminal building to cash this.
Why?
Well, we're a little low on funds. I'm sorry, sir. The terminal building.
There's a cashier's booth there, like this one.
Oh, you can't miss it. It's right in the middle of the building.
Well, all right.
Oh, don't forget your bag of eggs.
I got a weakness for redheads.
Have you?
Look, after I get my check cashed, suppose I come back and see you.
Well, maybe.
We could have a lot of fun.
All right, I tell you, you cash your check down there, and, if you aren't doing anything afterwards, come back and see me.
It's a date, Red. You'll be seeing me.
Maybe.
Operator, operator, give me the terminal building, quick.
Is this the terminal check cash and window?
Yes.
I've got a check on that cash.
No, certainly.
I'll just put this bag of eggs up on the shelf here.
Well, don't drop them now. I don't want any scrambled eggs at this window.
Now, this is a paycheck of $250.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, right here.
Mm-hmm. This is your signature?
It is.
That's nice. You worked there long?
Oh, about 5 years. I'm in the research department.
You must like that work.
Yeah, yeah, it's fascinating. Can you cash the check?
Oh, yes, yes. Let me see now. I've got to get my money out. What identification do you have?
Well, I have my cards, and I can show you some of my papers.
Oh! Good work, Inspector.
He's out cold, Captain.
What a football tackle. He's a slippery article, Inspector. He had his gun in his bag.
I'll get these cuffs on him.
Inspector, you've tackled the cruelest killer on the West Coast, and he still doesn't know what struck him.
He will, though, by the time the courts get through with him. That's why I wanted him alive, so they could give him what he's got coming to him.
What hit me? What hit me?
The law, Simeone. The law.
Well, Commissioner Valentine, Simeone was convicted of murder. And just 3 weeks ago today, he was taken into the death room of San Quentin Penitentiary at 10:02 in the morning. 8.5 minutes later, Simeone was pronounced
dead. Dead. Dead.
Thank you, Mr. Hauser, for telling us the facts in tonight's case. Clever as Simeone was, he wasn't clever enough to beat the combined forces of the law.